Craft beer's fourth wave of growth can thank unity and a general consensus by craft brewers that after their major hit by Dateline's report on contract brewing in 1996, it was in their best interest to focus on serving local markets first and the more broad markets second. Hi, everybody. This is Lance Lieski, the Kook Social Media Manager, and we're wrapping up in this segment part 4 of 4 in our first summer reading at the Kook Selection, The Audacity of Hops. The book finishes with a fast wrap-up of the craft beer movement in the first 12 years of the century. Craft brewers buckle down, serve more local markets, and really differentiate themselves from big beer in the public eye. Professionalism takes on a new reign as craft brewing becomes more of a respected science, with tests like the Certified Beer Server Cicerone Exam challenging people to not only care about beer, but intimately know it too. Websites like Beer Advocate and Rate My Beer extend the educational multimedia resources that helped the gospel of beer spread so quickly before. It gave brewers a new avenue to introduce and teach and learn for themselves. Social media and the individual leverage brands get through their online platforms really takes off and allows these brands without breaking a sweat to utilize it in a way that was powerful in the early days of the industry and the movement through word of mouth and bright social interactions. Part 4 really drives home how passionate and strong the craft beer movement had become in the 20th century, demonstrates how defined the practice is now, and how the most important thing to do in the 21st century is evolve and sustain. It's the little things that really make beer culture special. As strongly as this part of the book tries to tie everything it's been throwing at us together and package it in kind of a nice story without being like, oh, it's over, it's still happening. We really see these things pop up just at our own bar here in a small college town. At the Kook, all of our bartenders are required to pass the first Cicerone exam, and we utilize platforms like Untappd to share our menu, educate consumers, and encourage people to socialize over what they're drinking through apps, which Untappd provides. We do our best to actively engage with our friends and family from Pullman here through our social media platforms and really just have this thorough respect for everything that we've been reading in this book, but that we know beyond the book as well. The Audacity of Hops doesn't offer a forecast for the movement. However, it does make one thing very clear about the present. Good things don't come easy, and they have a powerful, incredibly interesting history. Hops are something special. Their audacity doesn't just make a better drink. It offers a wild culture, too. Did you enjoy reading The Audacity of Hops with us? We hope so. This coming week, we'll be reading a book on alcohol and its history as a whole, beyond beer. Keep an eye out this week for more details on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And we hope you read this next selection with us as well.